Good morning from the newsroom of the Financial Times. Today is Wednesday, August 21st, and this is your FT News Briefing. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's looking into a number of tax cuts, but insists the U.S. is far away from a recession. And after months of government clashes, Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte resigns. Plus, the FT's Seb Payne unpacks the back and forth between UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the head of the European Council over the Brexit agreement. I'm Mark Filippino, and here's the news you need to start your day. U.S. President Donald Trump said yesterday that he's exploring a range of options to stimulate the economy. Here he is speaking at the White House.
Yeah, we're looking at various tax reductions. But I'm looking at that all the time anyway, tax reductions. That's one of the reasons we're in such a strong economic position. So we're talking about indexing, and we're always looking at the capital gains tax, payroll tax.
These comments come as some White House officials say they're getting nervous about how the U.S. might react to global economic turmoil, which has been partly triggered by the president's trade disputes. But Mr. Trump's potential proposals could face obstacles. Any new tax relief package would need to get through the Senate and the House of Representatives. The House is, of course, controlled by Democrats. The payroll tax cuts Mr. Trump suggested would offer relief to the American middle class. But the tax is currently used to fund pension and health care benefits, so Democrats might get concerned about the future of the social safety net for the elderly. The president cautioned that no proposal was imminent and clarified that he thought the U.S. was, quote, very far away from a recession.
Ovviamente, ascolterò con estrema attenzione.
That was Italy's Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte at the Senate in Rome. Mr. Conte announced his resignation yesterday following months of government disputes. He steps down a little more than a year into a difficult alliance between Italy's anti-immigration League Party and the anti-establishment Five Star Movement. The two parties formed a coalition after winning the general election in 2018, but far-right League leader and junior coalition partner Matteo Salvini called for a vote of no confidence in the prime minister earlier this month. Now Italy's president, Sergio Mattarella, has the task of deciding the next move. This could be to form a new coalition, potentially under Mr. Conte, or it could mean a new election altogether. That could interrupt negotiations on the annual budget, which would be a delicate exercise for one of the Eurozone's weakest economies. And in other news, U.S. regulators have relaxed one of the most important banking rules put in place after the financial crisis. The Volcker Rule was meant to stop banks from making risky trades with their own money. Under the current rule, regulators presume that positions held for less than 60 days will count as proprietary trading unless proven otherwise. Now, under the change, there will be a series of specific tests to determine whether the positions of large banks count. It's the latest step by the administration to rewrite laws that were designed to fend off a repeat of the crisis. Facebook has launched a long-promised new privacy tool. On Tuesday, the social media giant said it's offering a new feature called Off-Facebook Activity. The tool lets users see and limit what personal data third-party sites share with Facebook for targeted advertising. That includes information such as whether they purchased a specific product on an external website or added an item to a cart. Off-Facebook Activity will be available in Ireland, South Korea, and Spain first, before it's rolled out across the rest of the world in the coming months. But the new tool won't have any impact on Facebook's ability to collect data on what its users do on Facebook and Instagram itself. Facebook made the majority of its $17 billion revenue in the second quarter from advertising. And Walmart is suing Tesla. The big box retailer claims that Tesla provided solar panels were responsible for fires at seven of its stores. The lawsuit was filed in New York State on Tuesday, citing a breach of contract stemming from, quote, years of gross negligence and failure to live up to industry standards. Tesla did not immediately respond to a request for comment. And here's a closer look at a story you should know more about. On Monday, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson wrote a letter to the EU calling for a complete reworking of the terms of Britain's exit from the bloc. He criticized the provision of the Irish border backstop. He called it anti-democratic and inconsistent with his vision for the UK's post-Brexit future.
But his letter to the EU received short shrift.
That's the FT's parliamentary correspondent, Seb Payne. Yesterday, European Council President Donald Tusk responded to Mr. Johnson. Seb sent us this dispatch from London.
Mr. Tusk said that Mr. Johnson had not offered any realistic alternatives to avoid a hard border on the island of Ireland. So once again, neither side are speaking to each other. Mr. Johnson, since becoming Prime Minister, has insisted the UK will leave the EU on October the 31st, deal or no deal. But to get a deal that he thinks can get through the House of Commons, it needs to have the backstop removed. But Mr. Johnson and other Brexiters see it as a way for the EU to keep the UK within its regulatory orbit, ensure the UK cannot deregulate or do things far too differently once it leaves the bloc. Mr. Johnson said he will not engage with negotiations with the EU until the backstop is gone, while the EU has said it's not going anywhere. The letter was the first opportunity for Mr. Johnson to set out his position and the arguments about why it needs to go. He said instead of the backstop, he'd like to see the so-called alternative arrangements. This would be using technology to reduce friction on the Irish border. But for the EU's point of view, this doesn't seem to be a realistic solution, since they see removing the backstop would be cutting Ireland free and leaving it open to the possibility of a hard border returning. Officials who the FT have spoken to have said that the letter in fact shows that Mr. Johnson is not serious about renegotiating a Brexit deal and in fact is making a no-deal Brexit more likely. By the lack of what they describe as realistic alternatives, they are in fact supporting a re-establishment of the border, in the words of Mr. Tusk. But in Downing Street, they are willing to sit tight. Those around Mr. Johnson don't believe that the EU is going to budge on the backstop until Parliament has tried to stop his approach to Brexit. MPs opposed to a no deal or opposed to a hard Brexit are manoeuvring to try and stop Mr. Johnson's approach when Parliament returns in early September. But until then, Mr. Johnson is off on his first tour of the world stage. On Wednesday, he will visit Berlin to talk to Angela Merkel about Brexit and will once again make the case for removing the backstop from the Brexit deal. Then it's off to Paris to see Emmanuel Macron. And at the end of the week, he will attend his first global summit of G7 leaders in Biarritz, where again, he will take the message on the backstop. For Mr. Johnson, this is about appearing tough in the face of the EU. It may also be about setting a betrayal narrative. So if the UK does have a no-deal Brexit at the end of October, an increasingly likely prospect, then he will want to blame the EU, not himself, for the resulting disruption.
You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. Today, we'll be following the Federal Reserve, as the U.S. Central Bank is expected to release the minutes from its July meeting. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for the latest business news.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.